In tune with summer, you're listening to CBNR, The Sound of the Lakes, 1590 in Butterton.
Hello and welcome to your summer home away from home. My name is Paul Moss. These are your sunny days and nights. The sun never seems to set on the Hundred Lakes. Sure, the mosquito index might be high and the UV index is permanently on lethal, but the sweet balm of a forest zephyr, the languorous dog paddle from wharf to shore, those lazy, hazy, mentally ill days of summer.
Everybody who's anybody, not to mention all those other people who think they're anybody but aren't, wants a cottage on exclusive Prescott Lake. But even if you had the money, you wouldn't be able to get one until you'd been approved by Helen Walker. Helen is president of the Prescott Lake Association, or, as it's known around here, simply the Association.
Hello, Paul.
Thanks for agreeing to this.
Well, there are a lot of misconceptions about Prescott Lake. We like to do a little outreach.
Now, the hallowed sanctuary of this exclusive society, the boathouse, sits on its own little island in the middle of this large S-shaped lake of, what, 50 or so delightful cottage compounds?
56, actually.
And Helen has come over in her Algonquin birch bark canoe, no less, to ferry me yonder to the boathouse.
Careful there, Paul.
Well, you'll have to excuse my lack of familiarity with boating, Helen.
Wasn't it Churchill who said that Newfoundlanders were the best small boat people in the world?
My people were more small boot people, more retail than boat, I guess you'd say.
Grab the paddle, Paul, and push off. Here we go.
That's a beautiful buckskin jacket you're wearing, Helen.
Yes, it belonged to Pierre Elliott Trudeau.
Oh. How did you come by that?
He gave it to me as a memento just before he took the final portage. We canoed here a number of times. Such a virile paddler. Steady, stirring strokes.
I'm surprised about that. My francophone friends have told me that Pierre preferred to... How do I put this? He preferred to canoe with men. Oh, Helen, I'm exhausted. We can probably just drift to the wharf from here, don't you think?
This country has grown so soft over the past generation. The intellectual caste is particularly weak.
Guilty as charged.
Hold on to your gunwales, Mr. Mob. I'll take us in.
Oh, my. Boathouse is a bit of an understatement for this hewn maple palace.
Would you like a drink?
Lemonade would be nice.
We're not Puritans, Mr. Moth. The bar's well stocked.
No, I don't drink.
Fell into vice, did you?
Plunged head first.
A lemon squash for our guest, Ferdinand.
Si.
And a fulsome ration of Dalwhinnie for the old girl.
Si.
I see you've discovered our collection of art.
Yes. I've seen works by this group of painters in books, of course, but up close you can really appreciate the thickness of the paint. All originals, then?
Yes, all original Gang of Six. A couple of the works are quite well known.
And yet their nationalist throwing down of the gauntlet was completely ignored by the Canadian art establishment of the day. Why do you think that was, Helen?
Difficult to say.
Yeah, looking at these, I wonder if it might have been because, as artists, they weren't very good.
Still, they memorialized our cottage landscapes. Thank you, Ferdinand.
Thank you. And these, family trees?
They chart the genealogies of all the lake residents and members of the association. As you can see, we're all at least sixth-generation Canuck, well-born, many like myself, from pioneer families who opened up this land with their industriousness.
Yes, that's right. You're the telegraph monopoly walkers, aren't you?
And insurance.
I note a fair bit of intermarriage.
Summers at the cottage, you know. Kissing cousins.
Yeah, for such a big lake, it's a rather small gene pool. What about the accusation then, Helen, that your association discriminates against applicants from different backgrounds?
It's ludicrous. The McLarens, for instance, have relatives in Hamilton.
I was thinking more of ethnicity.
Well, if you mean, has a family of Africans ever owned a place here? Mm-hmm. The answer is no. And we haven't had any Chinamen or Hebrews.
Well, so you do discriminate.
No. It's just the places so rarely come available to begin with. And when they do, well, it's not that these other people wouldn't be welcome. It's just that they would feel uncomfortable. Not part of the family. I mean, that's it. We're one big happy family here.
Yeah, literally.
Shall we go up on the deck, Mr. Ma?
After you.
May I say, Helen, that for a mature woman, you certainly keep yourself in shape.
The luck of being from good stock. And I get in a set or two of tennis every day.
Ah, tennis, yes. It gives the thighs an elegant, inviting curve. It sculpts the buttock in such a way that... My Aunt Mary, when I was a kid, she had those tennis thighs.
What do you think?
It is quite a view. The very picture of Canadian wilderness. Kowloon. Well, now.
Our conservation program has worked out quite well. The loons are breeding vigorously.
All right, Helen. Let's cut to the chase here. What about a great big hairy arse Snoofy Nignog like myself? If I had the dough, would I be eligible for membership in the association?
Not a chance.
Didn't think so. Still, it's a privilege just to stand here and drink it all in.
If you've finished your drink then, Mr. Moth.
Oh, sure.
Ferdinand will frog march you to the exit now.
Well, Helen Walker, thank you for this exclusive invite to the Association Boathouse at Prescott Lake.
Don't mention it.
And best of luck with your ongoing efforts to create a race of Cannock super cottagers.
In Craxton Mills, you're listening to Sunny Days and Nights, broadcasting across the Hundred Lakes and throughout the Greater Valley area on CBNR, part of the Trans-Canada Network of CBC Radio.
Housekeeping now. Matters arising from my visit a couple of weeks ago to the Laurier Reservoir. I'm sure you'll all remember what I'm talking about. When I observed that the Ms. Laurier Reservoir pageant was something of a relic, and then I said something of, I can't remember the exact wording, about the continuing objectification of women in the media. It just, I don't know, it triggered a cascade of admittedly rather 70s feminist sloganeering. However, I stand by my assertion that women have yet to be truly liberated and could, not should, take actions. That's me and not the station talking. As to the above-the-fold photograph on the front page of the most recent Lakes Herald Examiner of me planting a kiss squarely on the lips of Harvey Krause, it was a chaste moment, and to put it in context, it must be remembered that he had just been awarded, by yours truly, a special citation in cheese at the Hampford Dairy Exhibition. And with the taste of his washed rind, raw milk, old Faustloinsteiner still lingering in my mouth, I'd kiss him again today. And I'm heartened to say that the infamous Beso de Queso has not slowed the stream of solicitations that I make an appearance. Keep them coming. Anything I can do to help. I will be throwing out the first pitch tomorrow night as the Penthaven Larks take on the Tuskies at Sam McCollum Field. Those of you familiar with play in the Pacific League of the 70s, where I briefly toiled in short relief, may get to once again see the old mothball. Slow and away. And then the day after that, I'll spend an hour in the stocks at historic Fort Larry. That's a fundraiser for Camp Hopalong. All great stuff all summer long, and what a summer. Well, I think that's it. My associate producer and technician Julie Secord joins me now for the County Almanac.
Hi, Paul.
What do we have today?
In the Cottage Watch Police and Safety Notes, the polar bear that went missing from Glen Wallace Park in 1993 has been found. The 432-pound ceramic bear was discovered in the trunk of a car driven by County School Superintendent Dave Pellegrino. A disoriented Pellegrino was pulled over for a littering violation by Lakes Police Constable Mandy McCormick. McCormick said the muzzle sticking out of the partially closed trunk was what made her suspicious. The nose looked familiar, she said. A distraught Pellegrino told police he doesn't know why he was carrying the bear around and doesn't remember taking it, but agreed that it must have been him. Lakes residents are rejoicing the solution of a mystery that has puzzled the town for over a decade. The bear will be placed back on its plinth in a special ceremony this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
Are you going over to the ceremony?
Oh, absolutely. I cried when that bear was stolen.
I wonder if he was subjected to any... Never mind.
Wow. Dave Pellegrino, poor guy.
Well, I'm sure he'll get the help he needs.
I don't know. People around here were pretty upset about the bear. On his way to the arraignment yesterday, Dave was jeered and pelted by eggs.
No call for that.
He was burned in effigy in front of his house, which has already been spray-painted with obscenities and threats. And somebody torched his cottage up on Chippewyan Creek. So I think he's pretty much finished around here.
You know, Julie, an opportunity presents itself here. If Dave is really finished, I mean, like, totally finished.
Oh, yeah, he's through.
Well, then the opportunity arises to make Dave Pellegrino the scapegoat, liable for all manner of unsolved mysteries.
Are you saying Dave could be responsible for all the cow tipping up in Section 20?
Well, who's to say he wasn't the masked guy who exposed himself over at the Tusker Bowl? I bet if a mob ransacks his house, they'll find all kinds of things that have gone missing over the years.
But we're... CBNR, we're not advocating that.
Oh, no, of course not. Just saying, maybe. This is a law and order area, isn't it, Joy?
Oh, yeah.
Good news about the bear, though, eh?
That's the almanac for this week, Paul.
Time to hit the play button on our CD machine.
As requested by Stuart Weems of Cheapham.
Here's Fred Eaglesmith with 105.
The most.
What I Did on My Summer Vacation. Chapter 17, The Road to Craxton Mills.
Oh, crikey, I'm parched. Oh, yeah, something to drink soon. Corn has grown out here anyway. Grow something else, throw on fry, don't you? Show some goddamn imagination. I'm thirsty. I wonder if there was a fire with all the corn pop.
Howdy.
Hello.
Do you fill her up, please? You got any bottled water?
What?
Or just, It's okay. A cold soda's fine. I'm looking for Craxton Mills.
Craxton Mills?
Yeah, I came in on the 303. Thought I was supposed to, you know what, though? I think then I took the 22, left at Hamford.
I don't know about Hamford.
So what, if I keep on this way, I'm into Craxton Mills?
Well, there's Craxton Falls.
Right.
I don't know about no Craxton Mills.
Well, somewhere near the falls, no?
I don't know.
Outside Craxton?
No. There's Craxton Falls.
Craxton Falls. You're saying what? There's no Craxton Mills near the falls?
Not off the 3030, anyhow.
The 3030?
Yeah, I heard you coming down the 3030 before I saw you, eh?
Down the 3030? I don't follow.
Well, you came down the 3030.
Not that. That's the 357.
No, sir. That road you come down is the 3030, eh? At least it has been for the last 23 years. Before that, it was called the old Mills Road, but it's the, you know, 33.
The Craxton Mills, perchance?
I never heard of no Craxton Mills.
I got a map in the glove compartment. God for sake. Okay, let's see now.
There's Hamford Mills.
Yeah, okay, you're right. There is no Craxton Falls near Craxton Mills. But see, look, I was through Butterton.
Right.
Dumb.
Now, see, no.
What?
We're not on that map. Here.
We're there.
Where?
There.
No,
there.
No, that's nowhere near here. You're in Stewart County, okay?
Stewart County?
Yeah.
What's a Stewart County on this map?
Well, that's what I'm telling you. You got the wrong map.
This is some kind of backwoods shakedown, isn't it?
I don't care for that tone, mister.
Forget
okay,
it.
No, I
well,
just...
Shake.
Hey?
If I'm not on the... Jesus H. Christ!
Hey, I can tell you one thing for sure, though, mister. You're not in Toronto, eh? And we don't appreciate that sort of language around here. So you just give me my $47.89 and move on.
47 seems...
Yeah, $47.89.
Toronto? No. I'm from Newfoundland.
Now, just move along, sir. Just pay the $47.
Not Toronto. It's okay to swear in Newfoundland. We take the Lord's name in vain all the time out there because of the way he's treated us. The land is barren. He's smited us.
$47.89, please, sir.
Here, look.
That's right, okay, 25, 50,
but you've got
25,
to tell me where it is 30, I am.
And another nickel, please. Another nickel?
Here.
Thank you. Now, why don't you just back up the way you came?
You can back up all the way to Toronto.
I told you I'm from Newfoundland. Written didn't die, though. Sean Majumder. Rex Murphy. Frank Moores.
Jeez, those are all bad examples.
Brian Tobin.
He was pretty funny.
Yeah, shit.
You're listening to The Sounds of Summer on CBNR, part of the Trans-Canada Network of CBC Radio.
A few words from my lakeside redoubt as I relax for the rest of this day. I come from a land of ice and snow, of pine-clad hill, of rill, inlet, bay and sound, of wind-scoured barren. The mortal surroundings of the land of my birth and nurture are fish flakes and unwelcoming farmland, bounded on the landward side by bog and the seaside by heartless North Atlantic gales. Thus, my experience here in the majestic old-growth forests and on the picturesque ponds of the Hundred Lakes has been one of mesmerization. Perfectly understandable why the Canada goose is such a mighty bird, expanse defined by breadth and vastness unknowable to a lad from an island that allowed only the strictest of physical and moral boundaries. Canada just keeps going on and on. And the people... Oh, the people. Of course, you find your ignorant, pug-headed, thick-necked, mouth-breathing gommel everywhere. No land or race or creed is free of the yamyak, but there is a special breed of them here. It sometimes seems willful, the placidness and obstinacy you experience on the lowlands low of the Hundred Lakes region. Trailer trash, white trash, rich trash, they're here in wondrous variety. Now, don't get me wrong. What I mean is, they're everywhere. But here, it's as unique as it is anywhere. Obtuseness, self-involvement, nowhere's got a monopoly on it, but everywhere adds their own flavor. It comes as a great relief to me, really. I'd been wearing the dunce cap for years, thinking Newfoundlanders tarred with the goofy Newfie patronym were the stupidest people on the face of the earth. Thankfully, I was wrong. Well, I guess I've known it all along, but now I realize it. We are not alone. You, too, can be imbeciles, cretins, and morons. And your particular twist on this universal profile has been spectacular. Not only are you stupid, you are dull. There's a freedom in this, too. Relish your sameness and revel in your dissimilarities. Be propelled by the resistance. Because remember, there's no progress without a little friction. Well, it's been an experience up here north of wherever it is I was, but I'm off to the big smoke. That's right, I'm spending a little of my summer in Toronto. You'll hear all about how that went next week. Please check our web presence, www.cbc.ca/sunnydays. You can also write us. Our email address is sunnydays@cbc.ca. Our surface mail address is care of the CBC, Box 500, Station A, Toronto, Ontario, M5W1E6. For Julie Secord, I'm Paul Moth. Join us again next Saturday for Sunny Days and Nights, your way out of the woods.
This is CBC Radio.